And finally today, get ready for rock bottom prices on a pretty common tool, microscopes. Soon you or your kids or your distant cousins living in Indonesia could have your very own microscope for under a buck. And I'm not talking about that clunky metal thing that you remember from 10th grade when you looked at flagella and amoebas.
The instrument that you use in your bio class, most likely, if you would have dropped it, your teacher would have been really mad. Our instruments are really designed completely flat from a shipping perspective, from a manufacturing perspective.
That's Manu Prakash, assistant professor of bioengineering at Stanford and creator of the Foldscope, an origami. Yes, an origami microscope. It's going to let you magnify things about 2,000 times. Power that gets you in the ballpark of some pretty costly microscopes.
It's going to be plug and play. You need to build the instrument. And it's very important when you think about STEM education. The origami and the mathematics of folding is one aspect. There is mechanical engineering in how the instrument actually works. There is optics, which is physical sciences. And then there is biology, which comes from exploring the microscopic cosmos.
So what's the market for a cheap, foldable microscope? Prakash sees two different audiences. One is healthcare workers who are diagnosing diseases like malaria, and he's designing specialty microscopes for places where communicable diseases are rampant.
I am a firm believer that healthcare is going to be provided by people. Even though I am a technologist, I think very hard about, are we giving tools to the people who are out in the field making these decisions?
But the second audience for the foldable microscope is, well, all the proud but kind of poor science geeks out there.
That breaks this idea that science needs to be done in a lab. It needs to be done anywhere and everywhere. Every single kid in the world should have a microscope in their pocket.
Foldable microscopes are still in the trial phase. Thousands have already been made in a lab, but the team behind them is working on ways to manufacture and distribute millions of them. Right now, 11,000 people from 130 countries have applied to get one. And yes, they are so popular that you actually do have to apply.
There are all these curious questions kids ask. Why is the sky blue? It's such an impressive question. There are such detailed and deep answers and insights. We want to do the same for the microscopic world. I'm more interested in championing the fact that curiosity-driven science is really as important as everything else that we do, which I feel is neglected in the world today.
And that's it for our show today. Thanks to the Always Curious team that worked on it, producer Mary Dew, production assistant Genevieve Gilson, and engineers Alan Mattis and Jane Pippick. You can find our segments on all things small, diamonds, little bets, Twitter, and origami microscopes on iTunes and SoundCloud. From PRI and WGBH Radio, I'm Kara Miller, and this is Innovation Hub.
Innovation Hub is sponsored by State Street, partnering with institutional investors worldwide to create the way ahead.
PRI, Public Radio International.